When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, happy Friday. I'm joined today by friend of the channel, Adam Young, and you guys need to check out his YouTube channel. I'm telling you right now, because it should have like at least 10 times, probably more than 10 times as many subscribers, but you do great work. You're also in the side hustle niche. What's up, Adam?
What's up, Ryan? Thanks for having me, man. It's always fun to chat.
Yes, sir, man. I love checking in with you because you are very much on the kind of the same track I am, other than that you're crushing me when it comes to the Amazon influencer program, but a lot of Amazon merch, Amazon influencers, and a lot of the same stuff we like to talk about here. So how's 2024 been treating you?
Yeah. 2024 has been great, man. So far things are really looking good. I've kind of prioritized, I came up with a plan. I always, that lull after quarter four and right, you know, before quarter one, when things are kind of slow, the holidays, I always try and take a moment to kind of refocus and come up with my plan for the year. And I'm all in on Amazon merch as a focus this year, Amazon influencer program, trying to grow my YouTube channel. I also have a newsletter I'm starting. So I'm excited. The year's going by fast. I can't believe we're already literally in May. I feel like I just like uploaded quarter four, like videos, you know, during that peak season, and time's flying, but there's a lot of opportunities right now. So I'm pumped.
Am I the only one that feels like time is speeding up?
No, I literally Googled that the other day because I have a birthday coming up and I'm like, am I getting like older? Is it like time? And it was like, no, when you get older, like time just goes faster. So I'm feeling it too, man. It's wild. It's wild how fast time's flying.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say other than like, I feel it. Yeah. But like I said, it keeps things interesting too. We were talking before we hit record and I was like, man, we should just hit record. Cause like life is just crazy. In addition to, and I'm like you, the new year, it's like, even though it's not really real in the sense, like we turn over a new calendar year, but what does that mean? But I definitely like was just like, what am I, you know, what's the plan? Is it just more of the same? Is it something different? Like, I felt like I needed something to be excited about, even though nothing had changed from like whatever day it was, Monday to Tuesday, right? If that was New Year's Eve to the next day, but I was like, man, something's got to change for me to like feel like I'm progressing this year. So I don't even know what ended up being, but I don't know. What was yours? Like it was just, you know, doubling down on Amazon merch.
Well, you know, for me, it was really, I was still hanging on to some of the side hustles that I had done from like a couple years ago, maybe ones that like, I wasn't quite truthful with myself about like the amount of effort I was putting in versus like the income or the benefits I was receiving. And, you know, I feel like as entrepreneurs, and Ryan, maybe you could speak to this, but like we all kind of go through these phases, right? Where it's like you're in maybe a growth phase, and then maybe you're in like, you know, a shiny object phase. You're testing and you're learning. And you know, I turned a corner over the past year when I started my YouTube channel of like, I really need to like focus in instead of trying to be doing too many things. So my changes were I actually dropped some of my older side hustles, ones that weren't paying out. And that was kind of hard because you have so much time invested in them, you know? But I feel like if you're looking at it from a business, right? And I'm a business owner, a business operator, you have to be very objective with that stuff. You know, if it's not producing the results, you know, relative to the effort, maybe it's time to drop it and take that time and energy and put it somewhere else. So I dropped a couple things and have doubled down, like I said, on merch, Amazon influencer, YouTube. Still have some other things I'm testing, but yeah, I mean, and that did kind of, like you said, it kind of put some excitement back into things. You know, it's kind of a readjustment. And I think a lot of people should do that. Sometimes it's hard because you have to be truthful and like, this isn't working anymore, or this isn't worth it, you know, and brush that aside. But now that I have, I feel like I've got a better direction and plan, you know, to kind of move forward with.
Yeah, no. And it's so hard. Like you said, like, I'm one of these people that I never used to be able to spread myself so thin that I was maxed out, like, ever, just because I don't know, for me, it's like everything flows through the computer. And I'm, you know, since I was 13 years old, have just been at a computer. So I'm like very able to be efficient, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about this the other day. It was like, I built this website in college and I used to monetize it through Google Ads. Google Ads now pays like nothing. They don't like the content on the site. It's like, whatever. Yeah. But people still email me and will pay me to post articles with backlinks, right? You know, kind of SEO manipulation. It's like, it's a victimless, you know, crime. It's not really a crime. But I'm like, I did the math and it's like, it's such easy money. It doesn't take long at all. But in terms of like what my time is actually worth, knowing what I made last year, it's just under that.
Yes. That's what that hard decision, right? Yeah.
It's literally free money though. And I'm just like, man, do I stop this? You know,
no,
like,
I know exactly
what ends up happening is the end of the day, it's like, I'm either going to bed or I'm just going to like do this tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and it's like, can I find time? You know?
Right. Right. Yeah. That's a perfect example. I had a couple that were in that same boat where it's like, gosh, it is good money, but like I was doing some freelance writing for some, cause I have a couple blogs and I have a little bit of experience with web publishing and I was doing that and it's good money, but I mean, it required me to sit at the computer. It was like a one-to-one, my time for that exchange. And like, it's not scalable. It's definitely not passive, you know, it's a fixed fee per, you know, it was a fixed fee per article. And I just said, yeah, I got to stop doing that. I mean, it takes, even though it was only a couple hours and it was great money for the hourly rate, it was just still not quite there.
Yeah. For me, I like to think about what edge I have in like what I do, you know, unless it's like something for fun. But even that, it's like, man, I used to play computer games all the time. Now it's like in the little that I play, I'm like, man, I'm not terrible, but I'm definitely not what I used to be. You know, I feel my age a little bit and that my reaction time kind of sucks. And it's like, yeah, you just gotta, I just want to have an edge in what I spend my time doing. I don't want to be like, you know, middle of the pack. I want to try to be in the front.
Right. That's a great mentality to have. I mean, that competitive kind of, you know, push. And, you know, that's a great, you know, mindset to have when you're starting these side hustles. It's like, dude, shoot for the stars, right? Like, got to go for it.
So bringing it back to, I guess, the average person probably watching this, I'm guessing still has a 9-to-5 job. And I know we connected just on my community call, which I may kind of, I may append a portion of that community call to the end of this in case you guys want to see the kind of meetings that we have on my private group. And I'll put a link to join. Adam was a guest earlier. So we're going to talk about some of the same stuff, but we'll try not to overlap too much. But for people that are like still in that grind, but are truly hungry, maybe it was like the calendar year turned over and they're like, this is the year I need to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And it maybe led them to watching this call, this video. Like, what are some of the like main pillars that you might recommend focusing on or doubling down on to get like their cost bases covered, you know, the things they have to pay for?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, trying to target, maybe, you know, do some research and figure out, you know, you probably already have an idea on like where your strength is, right? Are you comfortable being on camera and talking to cameras? Like, that's a direction, right? If you're not, maybe you want to be more behind the scenes. That's a direction. Like, you got to kind of be honest with yourself and pick a direction on where you want to go. And then find a side hustle that complements that. You know, Ryan, I know you've been a merch seller for years. So am I. Like, merch by Amazon is awesome. Fantastic. If you can, if you're interested in print on demand, in my opinion, that's the golden eagle of, you know, platforms, the one to get on. And take some time to really like build that up and kind of get some momentum behind it and use that as kind of a core area that you want to grow. And it's going to take some time and be patient with yourself. But once you start to kind of, you know, the snowball effect starts to roll on, then you'll be able to start these other, you know, maybe some other subsidiary side hustles that are, you know, testing or complementary to that. So avoid the mistake of trying to do 10 different things because you probably are going to do all 10 poorly, and instead find one or two and try and be honest with yourself and say, I'm going to give it everything I have for, you know, 90 days or 6 months or 1 year, whatever it is, and then take the time to reflect. I think a lot of people give up early, you know, and maybe spread themselves too thin, kind of get a little, with YouTube and everything at our fingertips, it's easy to kind of get overstimulated, all the ideas, all the stuff. Like, you know, take a step back and think it from a real analytical, logical approach. Where's my strength? Where's something I enjoy? Find a side hustle that matches in that, in those categories, and then give it a good solid effort, and then measure your results and adjust accordingly.
Yeah. Great advice. And one thing that we'll never be able to teach is like self-awareness, but I do think like the more self-aware you are, even just like understanding, like what is your why are people like trying to make a little bit more income? Like the other guest we had on our call earlier, Chris, like his wife is like taking care of the kids from home. He's, I think it sounded like the sole supplier for his family. And he's like, I want to try to make a little bit more income. And then he shares his print on demand side hustle with his wife, and he's doing really well, but that was his why. You know what I mean? I'm willing to guess people that have more humble and reasonable expectations are way more successful, and longer time horizons are way more successful than anybody watching who's like, I just want, you know, a Lamborghini. You know what I mean? Like, whatever thing you're dangling in front of people, whatever carrot it is.
Right. Yeah. I think having like, you know, concrete goals or your why, you know, establishing that stuff, that can be really motivating. That's like the stuff on the days when like, you don't want to open your computer, you're feeling burnout or whatever. And like, whenever I go back and I think about like my why I'm doing this, that can give you that extra little boost to like, no, I need to get back on and stay consistent, you know, and give you that kind of motivation. And yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we live in a world where there's all this information, right? But there's people out there that promise, you know, you're going to make $1 million overnight, you know, and it kind of makes people like me and you, Ryan, like look like we're competing with these, and I'm not naming anybody, you know, but people out there selling snake oil. I mean, it's just not like that, you know. Can you reach that one day? Of course. But, you know, generally speaking, it takes time, it takes effort, and you've got to want it. You've got to really want it and work towards it. Treat it like a business, you know, and be patient with yourself and look at things, you know, objectively so that you can make the right decisions, you know, to carry on forward.
You know how I never used to know, I used to think I would never get old, but you know what? Or it's like, if I am the old guy now, I don't know, like, you know, I don't think neither of us are really that old, but in the sense of like, we officially live in the age of like vertical short form content where you have to talk like this and be like, you're going to get rich. Yes. And that's what people want, or that's what gets the best reaction and gets the organic push in the algorithms. Like, it's kind of sad. Nobody wants to hear long form content from people that are out here and are actually successful and are being practical, but
yeah,
I don't know.
No, I agree. It's frustrating. I mean, and I got to YouTube late. I know you've been on it for many years. I got to it pretty late, and I mean, YouTube's tough, and I constantly am uploading videos, and then I'll see my views and I'll compare it to a video like you're talking about, and it has tons of views and comments. And like, I'm like, I watch it and I'm like, does this person even do what they're saying? You know, are they actually in the trenches and doing that? Yet they're getting, you know, the algorithms pushing and stuff. So, you know, that's frustrating, but it's just the nature of the business. And yeah, we're, you know, you got to, again, find areas that you're comfortable in and that you have strengths in so that you can, you know, try and advance in those areas. But short form content, to your point, I mean, that really does seem to be a big push. Like, have you heard at all about the TikTok shop and the TikTok affiliate program? Have you been in the news about that at all?
I'm not using it because I've just never had TikTok on my phone. But like, yeah, I know I'm missing out on some sales there. What are your thoughts?
I'm on TikTok. I do have a TikTok page. It was actually kind of complimentary to one of my blogs, right? So I was trying to, you know, you do the social media thing, and it has enough followers where I qualified for the affiliate program. But I'm like, what you just said, Ryan, like these TikTok videos, it's like, you got to have a hook within a half a second. You got to really like, you know, a 5 or 10 second watch time is like a long time on those short videos. You know, they have to have those jump cuts, heavy edits, on screen text, you know, graphics. That's hard for me. It really is. So I haven't had any success with it. I've done one or two TikTok shop affiliate videos and I haven't done any success. However, a couple people that are in my little network and community have, that I've spoken to directly, and they are crushing it. So if you have, you know, going back to a strength, if you have example, or if you have experience with short form content, that's like, you know, hey, I want to do short form, 60 second less, like that's a hot opportunity right now where you may have a strength or an advantage going in where you can make some good money. Cause I know a couple folks that are like really doing some crazy numbers right now.
And that's like affiliate or POD or just like in general, just random
products? It's just affiliate. It's basically TikTok's affiliate program now, where you can feature a product right in your video. So you could be talking about, you know, this iPhone case or whatever, and it's like, hit the link in my TikTok down below, and they buy it from TikTok, and then they get a commission. But TikTok's pushing that program right now where the commissions are, like, because they're trying to grow it, the commissions are really good, like 10-20%. And if you have a viral video, you know, on a product, I mean, you could get, right, like 1 million views. I mean, 2 million right, easily, you know, yeah. on one of these viral style videos. And then it's just, you know, frenzy of people, you know, buying and stuff like that. So it's just linking products and creating these engaging shorts behind it, so that when people are on TikTok and they go, oh yeah. And now they have it where you could just add to cart and buy right on TikTok with your card and everything. So you don't even fill anything out, you know, it's just all integrated in your account.
My thing right about now, good.
I was just going to say, so that's a hot one right now that, you know, I'm dabbling and testing in, but it's kind of also like this shiny object that's pulling me away from my focus, which is merch, which is Amazon influencer, which is my YouTube, you know, stuff like that. So it just goes back to what we're talking about, right? It's like, you know, it's always kind of you have to weigh that out. Is it worth me taking the time to like really invest? Cause it's hard to be successful when you're kind of 1 foot in, 1 foot out. A lot of these, you got to really kind of dive in, you know, to, and do it for a longer period of time to really see if it's worth the results.
Yeah. And I was going to say, like, what was I going to say? TikTok, it's like, I know you have a long-term perspective like I do. And with TikTok, it's like, what is your business really? Like Marielle this morning literally said on TikTok, man, followers do not matter. She still posts some of the stuff for her Paladin boxing channel. And she had a video that she just made that's got like 40,000 views overnight. Mm-hmm. And there's no upsell. There's no nothing. It's literally just getting views.
Yeah.
It doesn't really translate to follows. Yeah. It's like, what is really the benefit of this having views? I mean, not in to knock it or anything like that, but even if you are the person that's like TikTok affiliate, this video, that video, this video, that video, it's like, yo, what happens like when, you know, you're done doing TikTok? Like I interviewed a guy in 2020, he had over 5 million TikTok likes and he had a bunch of follows. He had over 2 million follows.
Yeah.
And he was trying to sell like a clothing brand attached to it. That's why he was reaching out to me. And that's why I got him on the channel. And good guy, by the way, but I have no clue what happened to him. He just disappeared. You know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah.
For that level of success to just be gone. And he's not making any money, I would assume, anymore off that, you know, whereas like, hey, our merch account's going to keep paying us, right? The influencer program is going to keep paying us.
Yeah, no. And I completely agree. You know, I would not put TikTok on my list of like longevity programs, right? I think it's even the platform itself, it's kind of clunky. It's a lot of unknown, right? Like, I mean, some videos are just like crazy pushed and you get tons of views, but then no followers. And then other videos, like, you know, that you get zero views. So there's a lot of mystery around it. And the platform itself, I think, is a little bit of, it's a little bit kind of clunky and hard to navigate and stuff. But, you know, I do think that it could be a great opportunity for somebody who wants to go down the short form content. I mean, TikTok's not the only short form content app, right? And even YouTube, the shorts, and it's just a different kind of style. So I think there's some money to be made. But yeah, I mean, are we going to even be talking about TikTok shop affiliate a year from now or 3 years from now? I would probably say probably not, but hopefully, knock on wood, we're still going to be talking about merch, right? We're still going to be talking about YouTube. We're still going to be talking about Amazon influencer, these platforms that have the backing of huge multi-billion dollar corporations with
trillion,
trillion, right? Yeah. Established infrastructure and business model, you know? So yeah, I'm definitely keeping most of my eggs in the long term, but sometimes it's fun to jump over and test out some of the short-term stuff. You never know.
Yeah. And to get back to what you were saying with merch, I mean, hopefully I'm not like sidetracking. I know we're a little all over the place. Guys, I'm going to append some of the private community call to the end of this. So we're kind of circling around repeating what we said, but do you mind just kind of chatting a little bit about Amazon merch? Like I've been in some like CNBC articles lately and I'm getting like new eyeballs on my content and I get the occasional email of like, what is Amazon merch? And for those people, do you mind just kind of like breaking it down at a high level for them?
Breaking down the Amazon merch platform.
Yeah. Like why is it such a good opportunity? Like it's your favorite print on demand opportunity. It's my favorite print on demand opportunity. Like what sets it apart? Cause I've got other people. I had someone yesterday. It's like telling me everything they're doing for Shopify POD, and even going to like the customizations of the website. And I'm just like, no, you know, you're going to spend months doing that and then not have any web traffic.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then the traffic, they're going to have a real shock when the traffic is like zero, unless they know how to drive traffic. But, so, yeah, I mean, the Amazon Merch platform is basically, you know, Amazon's print on demand business model where people like me or Ryan or anyone who's watching this can apply to create an account and basically upload virtual designs, right? Virtual graphics that can be appended onto things like t-shirts, hoodies, apparel, different products. And there's a lot of different platforms that you can do that, right? We know that there's, you know, Teespring, Zazzle and Spreadshirt and all, you know, those have been around for a long time. The difference is you're doing it on Amazon.com, you know, the world's largest shopping marketplace. So the fact that anyone who's a part of this program can take a design and upload it to Amazon, and Amazon is going to show it to their billions of customers for free. It doesn't cost me a dime to upload it, okay? And they're gonna show this product to millions of people who want to spend their money, right? People go on Amazon to spend money, right? People go on Google to, you know, read and entertain themselves. But if you're on Amazon, you're either researching a product because you're interested or you're buying a product. So that's the magic. That's where I think Amazon is so great. It's just the power of the platform and the traffic. So I can put my design up, customers are there searching for it, and Amazon takes care of everything from the moment that they add that product to their cart until it arrives at their home. I don't have to ship it. I don't have to worry about customer service. I don't even have to, you know, put it on their website in terms of, you know, its placement, things like that. They handle all of that. And that's more than any of the other platforms, right? In terms of that, what Amazon is doing on their end to satisfy the sale and the customer. So the reason Merch by Amazon is the best one is because it's on the largest shopping platform with the least amount of work the seller has to do. I don't have to answer messages. I don't have to ship anything. And I'm sure I'm forgetting other stuff, right? But that's the power of it. And it doesn't cost anything to upload, right? Other platforms maybe charge a fee to upload. And they have an entire system, a tier system, where the more you upload and sell, the more you're rewarded in terms of the amount of slots that you have. So incentivize people like me or Ryan or anyone watching this to continue to upload and continue to innovate, right? And find what works. It's kind of like where Amazon is getting, you know, me or Ryan who are thinking of these shirt ideas and putting them up. And in return, we're getting placement on this very popular website. And every time we get a sale, we get a royalty. So the traffic, the platform, the hands-off part, that's why.
Scalability.
The scalability. Definitely.
And yeah, like, let me chime in too. Like what year did you start? Was it the same year I did? No, you were a little bit after me, right? I was 27.
I started January 2018 was my first month, first upload.
So was it still two products and only US market back then, or had they added a couple?
No, they had a couple. It was only US. I do remember it was only US, but I did have, I think there was like long sleeve and maybe,
hoodie probably.
Yeah. It was a couple.
Yeah. Like when I started, it was a standard t-shirt and a premium t-shirt. That was it. And it was just US market. Like, guys, they're heavily invested in expanding the Amazon merch program. It's now 14 products and 7 marketplaces. So Amazon US plus 6 international marketplaces. I upload one design. I check every box. It's creating 76 products, okay? 76 products across 7 marketplaces from one design. Yep. Like, and as you do it, you start to recognize like kind of different strategies that work in terms of design, in terms of SEO. I honestly think more in terms of design and SEO before I even think of the niches. I don't know why, but that's kind of where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But it's just a great opportunity, man. So I love that you're as into it as I am and as bullish on it as I am into the future. Totally.
I'm all in, dude. All in on Merch by Amazon. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. And make sure, guys, please like subscribe to Adam on YouTube. His channel is like criminally undersubscribed to, especially for the content that you do, man.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to put that as top link on the description. And do you mind just kind of talking Amazon Influencers Program briefly? Because I'm going to put the end of our earlier call at the end of this video. So they'll get to see a little bit of that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to talk about the what the program, how it works, or my personal sort of journey with it?
If you don't mind kind of like how it works and then a little bit of your sprinkle, a little bit of your success story as you go.
Yeah. So the Amazon Influencer Program is another, you know, established Amazon platform where people can apply, right, to join. And instead of uploading, you know, digital designs, right, that we just talked about with Merch by Amazon, you're uploading product reviews, right? So I could film a video review of my phone case. And I talk about, you know, the features, and it's waterproof, you know, a 1 to 2 minute video. And I upload that again for free, doesn't cost me anything. And then Amazon will take that video and attach it to the product page so that when someone's searching for that iPhone case, there where the photos are, you could click on the photos or videos and possibly watch my video. You've maybe seen it when you're shopping. And if you watch that video and you make a purchase, Amazon gives the seller, the person who published that video, a commission. So it's basically the ability to publish video product reviews or video product showcases about everyday products you own. I mean, you could do it about your mouse, or I've done it about this tripod, you know, all kinds of different stuff. You upload them. And
I reviewed a merch t-shirt, by the way, and they pushed it out everywhere. It was so crazy. I did it for Halloween, and they put it on a bunch of kind of semi-related t-shirts with different designs.
Yeah. I mean, you could do, if it's on Amazon, if it has an ASIN, you can do a video review for it. And to your point, Ryan, sometimes they put it on the product page. Sometimes they may put it on a different type of product page and show similar. Sometimes they may put it in on the Inspire app, right? The Amazon shopping app. So it's just another opportunity, another program for people to upload content directly on Amazon at no cost. And people who, you know, maybe are watching this and not quite getting that, the idea that they're allowing us to put our content on, you know, arguably the most popular shopping website in the world is just monumentally huge. Because if I were to put that on adamyoung.com, I could have 1,000 videos. Nobody's going to adamyoung.com to watch, you know, video reviews, right? They're going to amazon.com. And so that platform is, that program has been around a couple years. I joined in February of 2023. So it's been a year and a few months now. And that's grown into like my second biggest income stream, right behind Merch by Amazon. I did, I hit like 10K in my fifth month in the platform. And I think year to date, I'm like around 65 or 70K, total past 14 months or so, I'm around 65 or 70K. So it's just a fantastic program. And there's a lot of other areas where you can get products and, you know, we have other content and videos about that, but that's it in a nutshell. It's video product reviews on the Amazon platform. When someone watches, you get a commission.
Dude. And anybody who's like, oh man, but all that work and you only made 60 something $1,000. It's like, yo, but you're going to get paid now, hopefully for years to come, if not decades to come, as these videos sit there on Amazon. Amazon's clearly got a push. They want more video integrated into their platform. I talked about it earlier on our previous call, but like I forgot to even mention that like Amazon Ads created an AI video generator. Like they're clearly wanting more video.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think they're backing the program, which is always a good sign. It's just like merch, right? They started the USA market. And in a couple of years, they're in like, seven markets. And I've heard there's more coming, right? There's more products coming. That's all a good sign to the longevity of these programs. And, you know, it could be as much work as you want to make it. If some people just want to earn $20 a month with Amazon Influence Program or merch, you could do that. If some people want to earn, you know, $10,000 a month, you could do that. You got to hustle and put in the work. But there are passive elements to all of this. There's ways to scale. There's ways to reduce costs, increase profits. And you know, if you going back to looking at it like a business and treating it objectively, like it's another fantastic program that is really, really popular right now and for good reason.
Yeah. I mean, it's an exciting time to be alive, man. Just like you said, like, these are two great opportunities. And the fact that, you know, we get to talk about it on YouTube is also like awesome that people care enough to listen in.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
And YouTube sprinkles a little ad revenue on us as well.
That's right.
Always got love for that as well. Adam, man, what else is new though? We don't have to carry on this call any longer than it needs to go because I'm going to pivot that other end of the call. So anything else you want to catch us up on?
You know, I really don't have much else as far as, you know, what I'm sort of working on right now. We've talked about that. I have a newsletter. If anyone's interested, I have a newsletter I'm trying to kind of promote and push. So, you know, I maybe Ryan, you could provide the link for that, or they can go to my channel and see it. But you know, I just want to capitalize what you said, Ryan. We live in an amazing time right now. There's so many opportunities out there. you got to put in the work, and you got to put in some effort, right? Like, but there are so many opportunities. And whenever I get burnt out or, you know, kind of in a rut, I step back and remind myself, like, things could be way different, right? Things could be a lot worse. There's a lot of opportunities out there. And you know, it's always fun to get on here and chat and talk about them, what's working, what's not. And I'm excited and optimistic about side hustles. I think more and more people are waking up, right? Wanting to start a side hustle, wanting to kind of take control maybe away from their traditional job or supplement, you know, things like that. And it's
becoming a necessity, sadly.
I mean, it really is in some cases. I have friends and family that, you know, I've tried for years to get into side hustles and they weren't really into it. And now they're kind of coming back and like, hey man, you know, I need to make a couple extra $100 a month. And I'm like, come on, let me show you what I know. Let's get into it, you know?
Yep. Yeah. It's nice to be able to provide, you know, some insights, like, yeah, but it's also kind of crazy when people are like, oh, well, we used to be close. And then they call me and I'm like, there's not enough time in the day.
Yeah.
For sure. Cool. Well, I'm going to, actually, before I pivot this over to the other half, I just wanted to ask, like, what's just out of genuine curiosity, random question, like, what's your morning routine like, you know what I mean? For another entrepreneur, like, what do you do?
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. That's a great question. You know, my morning routine usually starts off with a cup of coffee and I usually go right into emails, which is kind of a love-hate thing. I'm kind of old school, so I still operate a lot off of emails, but I try and kind of catch up on those. And a lot of times I'll work with my emails to figure out what I need to prioritize. But my mornings or days are usually structured around my side hustles and I have a priority there, right? Where Merch by Amazon is my number one, then Amazon Influencer Program, and then YouTube. So my day usually consists of starting emails and then maybe I'm going in and working with my designers or starting some uploads and kind of getting that churning. And then maybe I'm going and figuring out what I need to film for the day for the Amazon Influencer Program. And then at the end of the day is kind of my, when I'm maybe uploading, you know, doing some thumbnails and stuff like that, kind of have the music on and I'm just kind of doing those tasks that need to be done. Not every day like that.
Do you have a cutoff time like me and Marielle do?
Are you more of a morning person or do you work late?
Like all the above, sadly. That's why we have the cutoffs.
Both. Yeah I tend to work a little bit later, so I you know, usually start a little bit later in the morning and tend to work more in the evening, and I get a lot of work done actually kind of sometimes later at night when things are quiet and stuff like that, right? But yeah, you got to have a break or some structure to in order to keep it consistent. Otherwise, you know, you kind of get spread too thin, you get burnout and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's like, it's an evolving thing. You know what I mean? I think one thing we could probably relate on again is like just the evolution and like being process oriented, being able to step back, evaluate what's working, what maybe can be improved. Like even like how I eat, man, it's so crazy. Like I used to never care, but now it's like, man, if I just eat clean or like fast in the morning, like my brain works better. And it's like, if I'm going to save those tough tasks for the morning when my brain is like 100%.
Right.
You know, and yeah, all those little things I think add up over time. If your goal is to be like what we're doing, you know, we have a lot on our plate. I try to learn to love it instead of like hate my life. I remember what it used to be like commuting to my 9 to 5, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like my old boss literally saw the CNBC article yesterday that went out and he texted me. He's like, oh, what's up, man? We need to connect. I was like, bro, I'm busy. Like, I love him, but I was like, I'm about to get married. Like, we'll connect at a later date.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. No, I hear you on that, man. It's an evolution, you know, it ebbs and flows. Some days it's pulling your hair out, but at the end of the day, like, yeah, I can, you know, I came from a regular traditional job as well. So it doesn't take long for me to think back to some of the things I really disliked about that world to, you know, humble myself to, you know, thankful for the opportunities now, you know, cause like commuting, the long commutes or like, you know, a bad boss or like, you know, I control my paycheck right now. No one else. It's my paycheck's directly related to how hard I work, you know, and I love that. Yeah. I don't mind that responsibility or that weight. I'm driven to, you know, to bump that up as high as I possibly can, you know, where sometimes in traditional settings, you don't have that opportunity.
Absolutely, man. And my dogs are about to start barking, I think. So quick plug again for Adam Young's YouTube channel and email list. I've been a subscriber to your email too, man. You're a great writer. Like, or at least you're better than me. You're a lot better than me as a writer. Thanks, so I always appreciate when I see your email in my inbox. But thanks for being here, man. And yeah, now, guys, anybody who's still watching, we're going to pivot this into the back half of my private community. It's a paid community. Call. We do 2 calls a week on Friday. I like to bring guests in. We had a guest, Chris, who is an Etsy expert. I'm going to keep that private, but Adam was just there. So enjoy the rest of this video.
Hey guys.
Yeah. Yo, thanks for joining us, Adam. Did anybody have another question for Chris though? Cause I mean, if you do, and he's going to hang out, I think till.
Yeah. I want to hear Adam. I've checked out your YouTube videos, Adam. So I'm interested to hear what you have to say. I like your stuff. Oh, I'll sweet. Be around.
All right.
Adam, man, to start off, what are your thoughts on getting off of, well, I guess like Chris is doing well, like on Etsy and he just started Amazon merch. Any advice or thoughts on him translating, like trying to get the success and kind of carry it over?
From Etsy to merch?
Yep.
From Etsy to merch, yeah.
That's kind of, I did the, you know, that's a different track. You know, off the top of my head, I kind of feel that, and can you guys hear me okay? I got a new microphone. I just want to make sure you're okay. All right.
Chris.
I think Etsy's kind of tough. You know, it's kind of hard. It's if you feel like if you can find success on Etsy, you can, you know, maybe use some of that on merch, but it's also a different customer base too. You know, like the design styles are a little bit different. So, you know, I would avoid trying to make the mistake of, you know, hey, let me just whatever I throw up on Etsy, put up on merch. I mean, certainly try that. But if you're not seeing success with it, you may have to make some tweaks. And it's just kind of like that style of design and maybe the expectation of quality a little bit higher on Etsy than merch. But, you know, aside from that, I don't really have anything off the top of my head. I don't sell on Etsy anymore. I did for many years and I recently closed my shops. Not for mainly just for my personal reasons where I'm just trying to focus, you know, my priorities on some other things. Certainly still a great platform, a lot of opportunity. But yeah, I mean, if you're doing good on Etsy, you should be. Yeah, I should have been here earlier to listen to you, man.
Well, okay. I've talked about a lot of things that I don't know. You know, I don't know if they'll convert to Amazon merch or not, but we're going to find out. It's going to be a grand experiment. And
nice.
Maybe I can report back and we'll see if it actually does.
Sweet.
Yeah, Adam, how is everything going for you? Like, I always like to kind of check in. You know, we do a lot of that here anyways in the community. You know, it's collaborative. But
yeah,
since you're a talking head on YouTube, as am I, like, how's your outlook for 2024?
It's good, man. It's good. You know, I wish I had two or three of me. I could clone myself. You know, I'm typically, you know, I have so many ideas and I feel like there's more opportunities out there than ever, right, to make money online, whether that's side income or full-time income. So I have, you know, when I started this year, I kind of like came up with, you know, my priorities. I was kind of in a lot of different things, spread a little bit too thin, and I've refocused now. So I'm really focused on Amazon merch, my merch account, filling my slots. I'm focused on Amazon influencer program. Still think that's a fantastic opportunity. And YouTube, I've got my main channel and I've got a couple other side smaller channels I'm trying to kind of build up. So those are like my big three that I'm pushing right now. But I think 2024, I mean, it's, what a time, right? To be alive. I mean, it's possible for people. Look, you got a whole community here of people who are interested, making money, changing lives. It's pretty unreal if you really, you know, take a second to think about it. We live in some exciting times with this stuff.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on like kind of for me? Like I've got like some recent publicity with CNBC and stuff, and it brings people into the top of the funnel or whatever you want to call it. And they email me, like, yo, what do I do? I'm just like,
right.
Start by just joining my email list because it'll walk you through step by step over 20 days. Which I don't know if that's like too long because people want the info right away, but I'm like, honestly, prioritize maybe Amazon merch and like Amazon influencer program. Cause I feel like when you get the core, to me, those are like two things that are like a reliable core income.
Yeah.
That can like let you feel a little bit like the pressure's off a little bit and then venture into other things maybe.
I agree 100%. And I talk about that in my videos, merch by Amazon. That's like my bread and butter. That's like my core business, right? That's always my number one focus for my time and priority. And it's taken years to kind of build it up, like I'm sure yours has, Ryan. But once you do that, you kind of have this core and then it allows you to test out these other side hustles and then maybe scale out into an Etsy shop or a different POD platform where you can, you know, use kind of, you know, economies of scale and things like that for efficiency to kind of like build out these secondary businesses. So I kind of agree with you, right? You got to kind of have like a core, right? Or something that's your main little nugget. And then if it's, you know, in the ideal setting, that will allow you the opportunity to build secondary income streams and third income streams and things like that. And you'll probably find out which ones you enjoy more or which ones you're better at, you know, and that evolution takes some time, but yeah, there's so many opportunities. You spread too thin, it's like you're not really getting anywhere with any of them. You need to kind of build one of them up, I think, one or two main things. And then you know, you have the world in front of you on all these other opportunities out there.
Yeah, and if you guys have questions for Adam, please feel free to either chime in or just type it in the chat. But yeah, Adam, so my fiance, she's like been super gung-ho about the influencer program. And I know we've talked and stuff.
Yeah.
So she bit the bullet and like did the where it pays for a warehouse and did the monster pallets and stuff. She's
I've seen a couple of your videos. They're awesome, man. They're really cool. And
it's a lot of fun, dude.
The channel's growing pretty good too.
I've always kept my expenses super low for everything I've done, but for her stuff, because I really want her to like feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything the best we can, basically, like pay the videographer, like pay editors, like all that crap. But like, yeah, like you said, so far so good. But yeah, she's coming for you, man, with the influencer program. She's literally all day reviewing those products. We just filmed yesterday.
That's great. I love it. Bring it on, man.
How's everything going? How's everything going for you? Like, you don't have to give us numbers if you don't want, but like, whatever. Like, are you still bullish on that? Like, any new strategies that you would share?
Yeah, I am still very bullish on it. You know, this past February was my 1 year mark, right? So I had a goal to do 1,000 videos from February 23 to February 24. And I hit that goal, but I mean, it was a lot. I was like burnout. It was a lot. So actually since February, I just checked this morning, I've done about 15 videos in March and April. So really not much, just some little things. But like this month, I'll probably still hit about 5K with the Amazon influencer program. And I mean, that's phenomenal, right? That's great. And I haven't even really, I've probably done an hour or two's worth of work since February. Now, front loaded that first few months, I was gung ho on it, but I still think it's a great opportunity. I'm seeing my commissions picking up. April is better than March. March was better than February. We got out of that, you know, really slow turn of right after Q4. I've also started another YouTube channel where I'm just reposting my Amazon influencer videos onto like an Adam's Review YouTube channel. I'm not editing them all at all. So I'm just taking my exact, you know, Amazon, influencer videos, putting them on YouTube. I'm not even putting a thumbnail. I'm just using the default thumbnail. And then I'm just putting copy and pasting the Amazon title and then putting that in my YouTube title and just adding review. And then same thing in the description. I put the associates link and I'm already seeing that driving some traffic and getting some associate sales. And I've got 1,000 of those I have to upload. So it's, you know, it's kind of a process. I just do a couple each day, but I've talked to a couple other people who've done that. And that's a secondary source of income you can build. And you're going to get a lot more people contacting you to send you products to review because they're going to find it on YouTube much more than they're going to find you on the Amazon influencer storefront. So I'm bullish on that as well as a secondary way to kind of double down and make some extra bucks.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I only know what it's like to be me, but I'm just going to speak as like I would, but this is why it's so important to be like clean in terms of like your approach to business. Like you got to have the spreadsheets, you got to have your folder structures clean because it'll get overwhelming, right? Like you're just talking about like you have to make all these video reviews, then cross post them to different places,
Yeah. Track
your affiliate links, be able to like monitor your email inbox and actually work with these different people to get the free product because why wouldn't you want it, right?
Right.
And then like, are you going to flip it? Is it flipped? You got to track like all this, but it's like, man, if you're willing to put in the work, like opportunity's knocking and the barrier of entry is so low and the upside is so high, you know, like what's not to love.
I agree completely. And yeah, I mean, you know, on the surface, everyone thinks, oh, you just make these videos and it's great. And it's like, no, you got to get them. You got to assemble them. You've got to track it. You got to follow up for maybe for payment or for, you know, sending them the links and remember your vendors. And like you said, Ryan, the spreadsheet. So it is a lot. And I think, you know, I think Ryan, you and I are similar. I this is my business. This is my full time. This is my livelihood. So I treat it like a business. I try and stay organized. I try and stay on top of it. But if you can do that and you can start these good habits, right, building your systems and figuring out your weekly structure, whatever it is, how you want to prioritize your work and time. I mean, you can, it's really, anyone can do it. You know, I mean, if you're willing to put in the work, for sure.
And I always want to ask, like, have your thoughts changed on like you being in the video? Like, you know what I mean? I'm always trying to think of like, is there something we can do to set ourselves apart if we're willing to like put in the extra effort, like video quality? Do you think that's like setting you apart or anything like that? Like, we reviewed $500 Apple headphones. Should I have approached that differently than I would if I'm reviewing like a, you know, pair of scissors?
You know, I mean, that's the big kind of unknown, and I'm not certain, but I will say this. I do think Amazon prioritizes the videos that are in the Amazon Influencer Program carousels, whether it's the top or the bottom. I do think they prioritize that those videos based on their conversion rate, right? So Amazon absolutely knows who clicks those videos and which videos are leading to a sale. And the reason I know this is because I have a video up on a very, very popular home goods item. And it shows it sells, you know how it'll say the approximate sales per month? Amazon shows that. Mm-hmm. This particular item, 40,000 a month, 40,000 units a month, consistently, okay? Since I've entered it. And I did a video on it and threw it up. And what happens is, and that's a very popular product. It's a common home goods product.
Toilet paper? I had to guess.
No, that might be 100,000 units a month. But anyway, what happens is I can see when my video will get rotated back into the carousel, and I'll see it because my commissions will just really bump up high because it's on this huge popular item. And I'll see my video go from like, you know, position one, and it'll go to 2, 3, and it'll go to 1, 2, and then it'll go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it'll fall off, and they'll test some other videos. But this one video that I have on this unit, I have like, you know, it'll show the likes on the video sometimes. Mm. I have like over 100 likes on my video, which is higher than any of the others. And Amazon keeps putting it back in. They may take it off and test some other people. But since I've been in that for probably close to a year now, and they always, and it still goes back in and it'll maintain there. So I think Amazon is testing. If you do a new video, there's a chance they're going to test it and put it up. But if you're not getting any clicks and conversions, they're going to put back a video they know does well. Mm-hmm. And that's my theory. So going back to your point, Ryan, yes, I do think quality is important. Now, whether or not that's video production quality or demonstration or just a strong hook, you know, a sales kind of approach, maybe that, you know, depends on the product. But, you know, I do think that at the end of the day, you want your video to be seen and you want that customer to go, that answered all my questions, add to cart. And if the more you can do that, I think the more Amazon is going to show your videos, and then the more your videos are shown, the more sales you're going to get. So, you know, at the beginning, I think it was really a big push about quantity and just getting videos up, kind of grabbing that real estate and getting carousels. And that was great. But now it's shifted to more of a quality approach, similar to maybe Merch by Amazon, right? Years ago. You know, it was just grabbing whatever you can, getting these niches. And now you've got to be clever. You know, you've got to have a pretty focused product to a pretty focused kind of customer.
No, I love that. I mean, it would be so off brand if Amazon was just like letting us throw up these crappy reviews and giving everybody equal.
Exactly. We know Amazon better than that, right? Like,
yeah. And it's like over time that you get a feel for it. You know what I mean? It's like, I can liken it to selling merch because I've been doing that longer, where it's, you start to understand that even if you're like throwing up a brand new listing in a popular niche, it's most likely going to get some impressions, you know, because every now and then you lock in a sale and you're like, how did I get any visibility in this niche? But you do it enough times, you're like, okay, they're showing it. And it's like, it's most likely not going to get a click. And if it gets clicked, it may or may not get purchased. But if it does, it's like, okay, this becomes a mainstay, hopefully.
Right.
But the other 9 shirts, if you threw up 10, got their impression, didn't work. It's a crowded niche. Vanished forever, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'll just share. We went to Marielle's sister's house. She has one of those like amazing houses for influencer reviews. And I didn't even get to, I was like probably 10% into reviewing stuff. But man, the garage stuff was so good. Lawnmowers and stuff like that were just like so good, man. Like I'm literally wanting to just go buy a bunch of like lawnmowers or something. Cause like specifically that it just like is generating a lot of money for me and Marielle right now.
Yeah. So. Patio home and patio lawn and garden, I think is the category. I think that pays like 4% or around that. And we're in that time of year. I mean, that stuff's going to sell good from now till what, September or so. So that category is awesome for sure. Especially if you can find the oddball items within that category, right? Like, you know, everybody has maybe, you know, the common, I don't know, lawnmower, weed eater, or, you know, something like that. But if you can find products within those well-paying commission categories that are odd, like I got a drill bit sharpener sent to me from a company, and that's not lawn and garden, but it's this machine. I have to put it together and learn how to use it. It's, you know, it has a motor and you put drill bits in it and you sharpen them and all this stuff. But I mean, the competition for that is going to be drastically less than, you know, a patio, you know, chair set or something like that. That's like on number one on Amazon. So if you can find those oddball products in a good commission paying category, those are the ones that I'm really seeing some good success on.
Also like with Amazon launching, like, don't they say like TV ads now? I haven't used them, but like they added, just think back, like they didn't used to have video ads. Now they have video ads,
right?
Now they've got a TV ad. Now they're doing the influencer carousels and offering like pretty darn good incentives. Like you were the biggest success story I knew. You hit like 10K in the 6 month.
Yeah.
Like they're doing something with video. Like there's something going on with video. Maybe they just think it's the future, or maybe it just literally has such a net positive impact on conversion rate. But none of this is random. We know that, you know.
No, they're invested in it. They believe in it. They're, you know, they're obviously thinking, and like you said, Ryan, this is the future or something like that. So you know, I think even joining the Amazon influencer program, if you're new to like that video content and creation, it's just good experience. This other company, you know, that video stuff content is not going anywhere. So I think it's great experience and exposure, not only on the Amazon platform, but stuff that you could repurpose. I've heard rumors that Target is starting an influencer program. Walmart is going to start an influencer program. So it wouldn't surprise me if more and more platforms and stuff are catching on. And then in a couple of years, it's like, that's just the default. It's like, no, what do you mean? You just watch video to learn about a product. That's just how it is now, you know?
Yeah. And that's where it's going to be like, we have to decide how we're going to approach this. Cause I think the point of the, you know, micro influencer or whatever is to not come across as like the standard, you know, newscaster that we see when we turn on cable television. Right. So it's like, but then it's like some of us are feeling pulled to want to present ourselves that way because we think that's how we're supposed to be versus just being yourself, being like, hey, I use this product.
Yeah.
I didn't know this when I purchased it. So I'm going to tell you, like, here's how it works. And I don't know.
Yeah. I see a lot of the videos on the Amazon influencer people, you know, when I'm looking at competition, and a lot of people, they start their video off and they kind of introduce themselves and like this stuff. And I don't ever really do that. I mean, I'm thinking if I'm watching a video, no offense, but I don't care really who you are and what you're, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, show me what the product's about. I'm here to learn about, you know, this iPhone case, you know, is it waterproof? Is it, you know, what are the features? So I like the approach, Ryan, kind of like you're saying, just being that authenticity, right? It's just like talking to somebody, just like I was talking to my buddy. Oh, I love this thing. Here's how it works. Here's my favorite feature. You really want to like kind of hook them early, give them as much good info in a short amount of time as you can.
Yeah. And the downside, of course, is that like we're incentivized to try to convince people to buy it. You know, we can't be too pushy, but it's like, I don't want to highlight too much of the negatives either, because then I'm just wasting my time on the review. So it's exactly. Like, it's creating a little bit of like a not great, but Doug, you had your hand raised. Did you have a question for Adam?
Yeah. Hey, I'm coming into this considerably late. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
I asked Ryan this the other day in one of our side calls. I'm seeing a lot of AI generated influencers that are getting really, really good. Do you have any perspectives on that? And does Amazon have any restrictions for that in place?
I've seen those too. And just to be sure, I know what you're talking about, Doug. Are you talking about AI created videos where there's really like no human in it? It's all done either through, you know, video, you know, graphics or things like that. Is that what you mean? Where there's no actual human component, they're just using AI to outsource the videos.
Correct. Basically, I'm not the prettiest guy on the planet, and I would prefer not to be on there. I'd prefer not to do my own videos. because I don't really have the space to set up, you know, any kind of a video system. So I'm thinking like it would be great to be an influencer, but to be able to do a text to video influencer of a product and, you know, somehow make that work. And what from what I've seen, that stuff is coming down the pike pretty quick.
I've definitely seen it out there. I don't participate in that. I don't know for certain whether or not that's like allowed or not allowed on Amazon, you know, with the influencer videos. But I know that, you know, I'm sure Amazon is aware of it. I remember with KDP when a couple years ago, maybe a year or so, there's now a new setting where you have to check, was your KDP book created with the use of AI, or does this contain AI components? And you have to choose yes or no, because it gets flagged or maybe categorized a different way. TikTok, same thing with TikTok videos. You now have to designate. They're cracking down on AI. The thing is, my perspective on it is, you know, it's a slippery slope. You know, Doug, you probably have good intentions, but there's a lot of people out there that don't. And I think Amazon, if I had to guess, is going to maybe police that or control that a little bit. If it were me, I would rather just do a faceless video where I'm just, you know, I'm not showing my face. It's not like a big setup. I'm just holding the product and camera, you know, just like this before I did AI. Not to say that that's not, you know, a viable method moving forward, but, you know, these AI videos that I've seen, if you go on like the Amazon influencer page on Reddit, for example, they have a dedicated community of people who all they do is report these AI videos or report people who film in stores or report people who do that kind of stuff, because there is some language about the product being in hand or possession or something. You'd have to go through the terms of service and read that, or maybe look on that Reddit page. But I'm a little bit more old school and, you know, thinking that when Amazon created this program, they want to create influencers. They want to show people using the products, you know, on camera and showing it. They probably weren't thinking AI. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just my take on it.
I'd have to agree with you there. If they don't already have language in there, that's going to be coming down the way. And I don't mean to game the system, but there are going to be plenty of people who will be. So they're going to, you know, they're going to have to nip that in the bud. And I can see.
Go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can see myself, you know, using my hands and showing something that's small and whatnot. But like I say, that's showing, you know, a large space with things. And I haven't even looked into the influencer stuff. I'm relatively new to the whole Amazon and Etsy and whatnot. So it was just a question I had for Ryan the other day. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I will say, if you're new to it and you're starting out, those first three videos that you need to submit to get approval, I would definitely not do AI on those three, because I believe those are manually reviewed. I would make those, you know, even if they're faceless, just showing the product. That way you can get into the system or get, you know, accepted and stuff like that. But one other quick thing, I have a quick funny story related to that. I saw on that same, I think, Reddit forum where someone, have you guys ever seen on the Amazon listing when it's like a furniture item? And then there's like a feature that's like, you know, see how it looks in your home, and it like 3D renders the product. And I think like, you know, like it's a desk and you can take that desk. People are now using that to create the video so it looks like it's in their house. Do you see what I mean? This desk. So they're using Amazon's own, you know, see how it looks in your home feature to create a video and then turn around and upload it. So to your point, Doug, you know, there's going to be people who game the system. That's not my approach. I'm not judging anybody who does. I'm in it for the long run. You know, I don't upload merch designs that are controversial. I'm not uploading Taylor Swift stuff or anything. You know, I'm in it for the long run. So I play really strict by the rules. But yeah, you'd be surprised how creative people are out there to wiggle their way in, you know?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah, that's never going to stop either. You know what I mean? That's just always going to be with us. Right. Mike, you had a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to second kind of what Adam was saying and kind of what Doug was saying to a certain degree, is that when I'm looking at product, I don't want to see a face. Like, I don't want some YouTube personality showing me how to start a lawnmower. And I don't, you know, because it's when I'm doing that, I'm not in a position where I have time to, you know, deal with the introduction and deal with the whether I like this person or I don't like this person, you know. And that's where my brain's automatically going, is like, okay, can I trust what this person is saying? So for me, at least, the nuts and bolts are what works in those videos for production value. I don't know anything about that, but just that's from a consumer standpoint. Adam, I got cut off right when you came on. First, I don't know what happened with my computer, but you said you uploaded a ton in the first year to influencers, and I didn't hear where you were actually getting the products from. Were you getting pallets like Ryan and Marielle, or was it from someplace else?
No, I haven't done the pallet thing. So I've done a couple different ways. You know, that first couple months, I mean, I'm an Amazon shopper. You know, I had a couple hundred products like in my little house, and then I went to some family, and then I went to some friends. Then I had some brands reaching out, and I was able to establish a couple good relationships with a couple brands where I get anywhere between maybe 10 and 20 products a month from them. I've done some Airbnbs, both, you know, personal when I've stayed in an Airbnb, and then I've actually researched some Airbnbs that I thought had some good products, booked them. I just paid the full night, and I just went and filmed my stuff and then left. I've done that. And then I haven't done the pallet thing, but we have a store here in my hometown that is like, it's kind of like a pallet liquidation. They just do what Ryan does, but you know, in a store, you know, where they get huge trucks and then they put everything out, and like Mondays, everything in the bins is like, you know, $12. And then Tuesdays it goes to like $10, and Wednesdays it goes to $8, you know, and it's a wide variety of stuff. Well, I approached them and I was just like, hey, I do the same as an influencer thing. I'll just pay you a flat fee. Let me come in when you're closed and go through these bins and pick stuff out and film it. And I did that for a couple weeks, and those videos are now up on Amazon, and I'm just letting them kind of, I want to see now how they perform. Right. So I paid a couple $100. I got, I don't know, pretty good amount of videos, but now I want to see how long it takes me to earn my money back and stuff. So, to answer your question, started off personal, family and friends, now work with some brands. And I've also, you know, I'm not scared to take $1,000 and I'll research $1,000 worth of products on Amazon specifically for the Amazon Influencer Program, get them in, review them, and then I'll turn around and sell them on Facebook or give them to friends or garage sales, things like that. So I've also invested back and bought products specifically just to review.
Hey guys, thanks again for watching this video. If you're interested in joining my private community, the link will be in the description. Most of our calls are a little bit more collaborative, but when we have guests on, we like to feature the guests. Of course, we have Q&As and stuff like that, but there's a ton of benefits to joining the community, and I'll literally make your first month free by giving you free Etsy listings, assuming you're selling on Etsy. So the link is in the description right underneath Adam Young's links. If you would like to join, hope to see you in there. Give it a shot. You've got nothing to lose. I'll see you there.
Thank you.